This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. No one is happy when the Vermont Department of Health sends out a press release that opens with, quote, "We may be in for a rough flu season." On top of that, some health officials are concerned about the effectiveness of this season's vaccine against the dominant strain of flu we're expected to encounter. Makes one wonder if it's even worth getting a flu shot at all this year. Patsy Kelso is Vermont's state epidemiologist for infectious disease, and she joins me now to discuss this season's flu and the vaccine. Patsy Kelso, welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, so why is the health department warning us about a difficult flu season? Isn't every flu season difficult?
Every flu season has the potential to be difficult. What we're seeing so far this year is the predominant strain is H3N2, and H3 influenza viruses tend to cause more severe illness. So just given that, we know it could be a more rough flu season. And then there was some data from Australia from their most recent flu season that showed that the vaccine was not a great match for the H3N2 that was circulating. And it's the same vaccine that we're now using in the Northern Hemisphere.
So, right, because they're off. So we get the data from their summer and now they're headed in the other direction from their winter, rather.
Right. So some people are concerned because of that data out of Australia. But we know that the H3N2 vaccine that was used to make the vaccine is still a good match. But what happens when you grow a virus in eggs, like they do to make our vaccine, it can have egg-adapted changes. And so, it may not be a strong match for H3N2. But influenza vaccines have, depending on which one you get, have either three or four different strains of flu in each vaccine. So there are other flu viruses circulating now. We're seeing some influenza B viruses. So it's still a good idea to get vaccinated.
But on that note, the New England Journal of Medicine last week said preliminary reports are suggesting that this year's flu vaccine is something like 10% effective.
That's if you look at the data against the H3N2 virus from Australia's flu season, which was during our summer. Mm-hmm. It suggests it was low, like around 10%. But again, the virus itself is a good match. It's just whether those egg adaptive changes are going to sustain and make a difference. We still, flu viruses change and mutate all the time. That's why we need a new vaccine every year. So we still could see, changes as the virus circulates in North America and it gets passed from one person to another. So it's impossible to predict. But like I said, there are other strains in the vaccine. So if you happen to catch influenza B virus, the vaccine is a good match for that virus and will give you much better protection.
When you talk about the protection that getting the flu vaccine can give you, often what I hear is it may not prevent you from getting the flu, but it could make the symptoms less severe and the duration shorter. How does that work? If it doesn't actually prevent you from getting the virus, how does it actually help you?
So the vaccine sort of boosts your immune system. And then if you do catch the flu and you've been vaccinated, your immune system has already seen that virus because of the vaccine. And so it's already started to build up a response. And even if it doesn't have a full response to prevent you from getting any symptoms at all, it can mitigate the illness. And we know that the flu vaccine is associated with, preventing millions of illnesses and probably tens of thousands of hospitalizations every year.
So you are recommending that people get the flu vaccine. I mean, I know that almost goes without saying, but given what we've been talking about effectiveness and strains, this is still a priority for the health department to tell people get the flu vaccine.
We absolutely want everyone who's age 6 months and older to get their seasonal flu vaccine. It's not too late. We're starting to see increases in flu activity in Vermont. So we're about where we typically are this time of year as far as flu activity. But that means it's just going to increase from here. We're just at the beginning. So if you haven't been vaccinated yet, it's not too late. Definitely get your vaccine.
And it takes about 2 weeks for it to be fully effective, which is right around the time many of us will be seeing, you know, holiday parties and friends and family.
That's right. It takes a couple of weeks. So get your vaccine now. That way, when you're joining together over the holidays, you'll be protecting people who are most vulnerable to severe illness and death from flu. So the elderly and infants in particular, but anyone with chronic conditions or respiratory illness that might put them at risk for severe illness. It's really important that those of us who can get vaccinated do what we can. I was thinking of it as similar to the fun drive you guys had last week and, you know, thinking about how everybody in Vermont sort of pitches in and comes together to do something. When we look at our data from the last three flu seasons, only about half of Vermonters got their seasonal flu vaccine each year. And among high-risk adults age 18 to 49, it was only a third of people got their vaccine. So we all need to come together as a state and get vaccinated to protect ourselves, but also protect everyone around us.
There are different forms of the vaccine, both in the way it's administered, but also in the amount of antigen it includes. And I've been reading about a vaccine that is offered and suggested for people ages 65 and older that has four times the amount of antigen as the regular flu vaccine. And the idea is that it boosts your immunity even more in people who are more susceptible to having a really bad a bad problem with the flu.
Right. We know that as people age, their immune system sort of gets tired and doesn't work as well and doesn't mount as robust a response. So there are specially formulated flu vaccines for that age group, older folks, that has more antigen in it, which just sort of prompts their immune system to kick in even more because they need that little extra boost.
And it's not dangerous for somebody whose immune system may be weakened by age or illness?
No, not at all. They've had this vaccine in place for a number of years and tens of thousands of doses had been administered.
If it boosts your immune response, why shouldn't we all get it? Because we're not all even allowed to get that one, right? I mean, could I get that? Could I ask for that one and get it? And why wouldn't I?
No, it's only approved for the older age group. The flu vaccine is as effective as they can make it for different ages. So the one that people younger than 65 get has the right dose for younger folks. It's just that older folks need that little boost because their immune systems don't mount a response as well.
It sounds like the CDC hasn't taken an official position on that, though. So it's offered for older people. Is it recommended by the State Department of Health?
It is. We do recommend it for older people.
Okay. And bottom line, you think about half of the people who are eligible to get the flu vaccine last year got it. What would success look like for you? I mean, realistically, I know 100%, but realistically.
Realistically, I'd like to see it up around 70%. I think that would go a long way towards this herd immunity that we talk about with vaccines so that if enough people are vaccinated, it reduces the number of people who catch an illness and therefore can spread it to others around them.
That's Patsy Kelso, state epidemiologist for infective disease. Thank you very much for talking to us about the flu and flu vaccine.
You're welcome.